And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin. And drum roll...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. Ooh. After 10 years of going
10 years
missing.
And 3 months and 4
I
days.
I think he was in Iran or something. captured by...
All on our own, having to fight the battle by ourselves.
Some government official and...
Hijacked him.
But he's finally made it back.
He we made it out of the war in Ukraine.
Iran, that's funny.
Yes, when Trump said that he negotiated peace with Iran, he was speaking about...
Bringing
the black. I'm joking.
He stopped the missiles from Iran.
He was caught in between that somewhere. But the Black Knight, Pastor Gavin and the Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking at a very controversial subject here in South Africa. We are looking at the fact that the CRL Rights Commission is proposing that all religious leaders register in order to become a religious leader. So meaning that if you want to be a pastor and stuff, there's a whole registration process that you would have to go through. And Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, so obviously they want to regulate, and so if you want to be a pastor in South Africa, then you must get a license to be a pastor. And at the end of the day, you know, how can the government have that sort of power over the church? So we have a big issue with this, especially when you look at the criminal track records of many of the 400 members that are sitting in parliament. So these guys must now write legislation that's going to dictate who can and cannot be a pastor. And I mean, you can then use like pastors who spray doom on people and bring doom and gloom, you know, pastors who make people eat grass, you know, you can use those guys as an excuse. But there's virtually no pastors that do that.
Yeah.
There's maybe 20 in the whole of South Africa. And yet, now for those 20, now we must have a rule that covers everyone. But the members of parliament are sitting there with criminal records, on trial, managing to avert trials, you know, through their political power and all sorts of things like that. And to have people like that, who clearly are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who clearly are not matching their lives on the Word of God, dictate who can and cannot be a pastor. No, that's a problem.
Yes. So we are going to be looking at that. It's going to be awesome and interesting. As you hear our thoughts on the different aspects of it, this is The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better and Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on Active FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else.
Engage with us like post, comment,
share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Active FM. Radio.
Radio.
Radio
has never been better.
Better.
So the Commission for the Protection and Promotion of the Rights of Cultural, Religious, and Linguistic Committees. It's a mouthful to say. So in short, the CRL Rights Commission has basically reignited a national conversation by proposing a regulatory framework that would require all religious leaders in South Africa, such as pastors, prophets, imams, spiritual healers, to be formally registered and vetted. Like Pastor Gavin mentioned, it's because of the string of public scandals and cases of abuse where we've had some pastors feed the congregation grass or make them drink petrol or exploiting them financially and things like that. So that's the reasoning behind it, the reasoning behind it. They say that they've basically brought manipulation of religion in sharp focus. So let's look at the key components of this proposal and then get your guys' thoughts on that. So the first is that professionalism of religious leadership. The CRL proposes treating religious leaders similarly to regulated professionals like doctors, lawyers, and teachers. The idea is to ensure that individuals who claim spiritual authority over others are qualified and credible in their respective faiths, accountable to a body of peers, and bound by ethical standards specifically to their faith and tradition. What's your thought on that? Before I say, but if you think about pastors and stuff, pastors are accountable. Most pastors, like Pastor Gavin mentioned earlier, most of the pastors are accountable in South Africa and stuff. So I don't understand why this would be a reason to, but what is your, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first of all, pastors are accountable to their congregations. Mm. What's the first thing that happens if a pastor's done stuff that is not above board? Then what happens is that people leave the church. Mm. You know, and that happens a lot. Mm. That church empties out. You see this time and time again. Pastors have to watch their step. The other thing is that they talk about the protection of the rights of cultural, religious, and linguistic communities. Okay, who are they to protect these rights? Mm. Because what are they saying? They're saying that people are stupid. You know, I mean, if someone wants to go to a church that's going to tell them to eat grass, surely it should be their choice. It's their right to go and eat grass. If someone wants to go to a church service and they're happy to go to a church service where the pastor sprays him with doom, surely they have a right to do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, when people go on weird tangents, they get criticized by other pastors. You know, pastors don't keep quiet. One of the things that you often find is that pastors often criticize other pastors too much. And now to come and to say these kinds of things when there's a few bad eggs. And it's not like the other pastors keep quiet about this. When a pastor does something like this, if they've been guilty of sexual misconduct or anything like that, pastors have got a lot of things to say. And they seriously challenge these things. And now to say that the government needs to come and to regulate this thing, that's ridiculous. The other thing is, if a pastor commits a crime, it's the same as if a police officer commits a crime, or a politician commits a crime, or an advocate commits a crime, or whoever. When these people commit crimes, then at the end of the day, what happens is that the law takes its course. And we know of Prophet Bushiri. And it's not the church that led Prophet Bushiri out the country. Mm. All right, the court put him on bail, and then somehow he gets onto a plane with the help of government officials. Like, how did he get out the country? But he got out the country. And the politicians got him out the country. If you look at Timothy Amatozo, so he gets off. They're saying that he sexually abused many women. But then the NPA didn't do their job, so he got off. So whose fault is that? Is that the church's fault? We don't run the courts. Mm. So at the end of the day, for people who are incompetent in running our hospitals, they're totally incompetent. We did a show recently talking about the problem where there's a lack of justice in South Africa because of the way our courts are working and stuff like that. The church isn't responsible for the courts and the businesses that are corrupt, you know, and the corporate South Africa is corrupt. The church isn't responsible for the banks. The church isn't responsible for your retail stores. So at the end of the day, you know, crime is crime. Crime must be prosecuted to the fullest extent, irrespective of who it is. But you know, so what, Christians are too stupid? Is this what you say? And the last thing I want to say, I don't believe for a second that they talk in the article gigs about Muslim imams. I don't believe they'll be subject to this. I'm telling you now, the Muslims won't allow it.
Yeah.
So as far, I'm gonna actually make an official call to the church. You guys need to wake up.
Yeah.
Right. You can't accept this.
Yeah.
There's no government in South Africa that goes against the word of God can come and dictate to pastors like this.
Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Everything, absolutely everything that Pastor Gavin just said. But to just focus on that whole point of what I'm seeing here is just an infringement on people's rights. That's all. And if as South Africans we are not woke, not obviously not in that term, not in a bad term, woke.
If we're not awake.
It's just that, you know. We want to speak to the 2000s.
Say awoke.
Okay, awoke. But if you're not awake right now as a citizen of South Africa, or as just a normal person who's ran by a government right now, is that our freedom, is being attacked in many ways. And since I know definitely that South Africa is a, can I say, spiritual country, like we so many of us grew up in church, even though we don't like seriously participate or anything like that. But if you have to ask 50 or 10 people in the streets, probably 60% of them will say they do attend church, but it's not like they're serious or whatever, but it's a culture.
Over 83% of them said on the census that
they're Christians. Yes. So you see, what's the best way to also attack people's freedom? Because what we're seeing is that our freedom is being attacked in many, many ways, many, many forms, and this is one of it. And that's the only thing I see here. Because yes, hence why I just want to reiterate with what Pastor Gavin was saying with the whole Muslims, our Muslims, rabbis, they're not subjugated to such. But why do they go for pastors, preachers? Because definitely ask
now, officially they will be, but in particular the Muslim imams.
Yes, so that's my take on this. It's they once again they're just using Christians or pastors as human shields, and then they just want to infringe on our freedom. That's it.
Yeah. And then another component of this is the Section 22 committee. And it says here that the CRL has already formed a Section 22 committee, which will have investigatory powers. It can launch formal investigations into religious abuse or malpractice. It also monitors violations.
So what is term religious abuse?
That's the thing.
That's an abuse of religious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. So it's also going to monitor violations of laws like POPI. That's where my problem is, the POPI Act. Because now, this is where I feel where things will
I'm
get...
I'm impressed. You picked up it's going to violate the POPI Act.
Yes. And I feel like this is where the line is
it's
going to blur a bit. And things, especially when it comes to now registering a pastor, or if there's a complaint from a congregation member or something like that, then they can use something like the POPI Act against pastors and against religious leaders to basically shut down churches. And I really believe that Christian persecution...
Wouldn't this thing be a violation of the POPI Act to force the guys to register?
It would.
Because you're forcing them to give you information that they might not want to give you.
Yeah, it would. And I really believe, because we are a country that is very strong-willed, this is a way that Christian persecution could get into the country.
Yeah.
Because now they would use the law against us to persecute the church, which we saw in 2020.
So now what's going to happen, right? If a Christian leader speaks out against the government of the day and they've got this legislation to back them up.
Exactly.
Then they're going to come with some religious abuse argument. In the meantime, they just want to silence an opponent.
Mm. So your full take on that whole thing?
No, the church must be ruled by the church, eh?
Mm.
And the person that certifies a preacher is Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
If the preacher's not certified by Jesus, how do you know? No one listens to him.
Yep.
You know, you get many ladies and gentlemen, you get many people who claim the title pastor in South Africa, and you ask them where's their church, and they don't have one. Or they'll tell you they're between churches. So, you know, they must have a congregation. If they don't have a congregation, they're not a pastor.
But also, like, if you look, because remember, I think it was in the show that we did with Reverend Kenneth Meshwe,
yes,
where he spoke about the fact that our principles are based on the Bible. And if you look in the book of Timothy, that it gives us an outline of who's meant to be a pastor and things like that. The law of that decides who's meant to be a pastor or not is found in the Bible. Now, I feel like they're going to bring in other things that don't really matter. And it's, again, going back to, for me, it's a big warning for Christian persecution in South Africa. Yeah. Black Knight?
I think, yeah, it's a good thing we brought up the whole Poppy Act. Yeah, definitely the two will obviously contradict each other. So I don't know, but you know, okay, never mind, because you know our law itself has a lot of contradictions in it. So I think they're just gonna roll with it like that. But I think it's just a matter of the church has to stand up for itself. And then because we're gonna go back to that whole COVID thing that we experienced with the church, and we saw most Christians were quiet.
Yeah.
Most Christians were quiet. That was not a good take on us Christians. For a country that's 82% Christian, that was not a good take. The fact that they could close down churches and we allowed that was not good for a country that claims to be Christian. So I'm just gonna call out to the church and say that we must stand against such, because for a very long time people say stuff about us, we keep quiet, we are meant to forgive and keep quiet. But you know, I think I heard this somewhere from someone, but they say evil prevails when the good people keep quiet or don't do anything, something like that. So we should think about that, because that's not even a biblical thing. It's literally a worldly say, for lack of better word, I'll use that. It's a worldly saying, but guess what? They also believe that you need to stand for what you believe. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then just a few criticism and concerns in terms of the act. The first one is infringement on religious freedom. Critics argue that that mandating a registration of religious leaders may violate, I really believe will violate, Section 15 of the Constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion, belief, and opinion. Existing legal mechanisms. Opponents argue that criminal and civil law already provide remedies for abuse and fraud in religious spaces. They suggest better enforcement of existing laws rather than creating new structures. And then faith autonomy is another concern. Religious groups have diverse doctrines, structures, and leadership models. Imposing a uniform registration system, some argue, undermines spiritual autonomy. For instance, charismatic churches may not have formal hierarchies or theology degrees, making standard vetting difficult. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look... obviously, the difficulties in that is not my issue. The thing is, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Forcing corrupt politicians to have to certify pastors is wrong.
Mm.
That's it. So how do the pastors speak out to the politicians?
Mm.
Which is the role that pastors even played under apartheid. Not even the apartheid government did this. This is worse than apartheid.
Yeah. Black Knight?
I definitely agree with what the critics were saying, like fully agree with that. And obviously one big thing that I wouldn't say fear, but we were always concerned about as Christians, if we come to such a communistic ideal, is that even the word of God itself will be altered.
Yeah.
In the end. So I feel like that is the biggest thing. In the past, we've had such things happening where kings want to alter the word of God. Thank God it didn't work out. But we're seeing history it's gonna try repeat itself again. And I think, yeah, that is the biggest thing. With the Poppy Act, I think we said the same thing. They're going to start telling preachers what to say. That's altering the word of God. Also, now if they are signed under a union or whatever, you can, yeah, they can literally take your certificate away because of what you said. So they will use the, so yeah, definitely they will alter the word of God and what preachers have to say at the end. Yeah.
In Acts 5 verse 29, it says, Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings.
And at the end of the day, that is the main thing. All right. As Christians, we do not obey the law just willy-nilly. And some people talk about it as if in order to be a good citizen, we must obey the law. It depends what the law says. We cannot obey the law that legalizes abortion. We cannot obey the law that allows children to be taught how to become transgender. We cannot obey a law that does not allow a pastor to preach the word irrespective of what the Bible says. We cannot allow that. All right. And, you know, the government must do what the government's going to do. And that's what we see, the example from Peter and John. And the religious leaders of the day were upset because there was a large crowd that gathered because Peter and John had healed someone. And so they wanted to silence them. And guess what? The same spirit still in existence today. Because as the Bible says, the spirit of Antichrist is working in the world and wants to silence the church. But the church is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And the church cannot be silenced.
Yeah.
And those who are wanting to do this here in South Africa should have learned the lesson from China. You're going to end up with an underground church. And I think that was one of the concerns.
Yes.
I'm not concerned with it because the church will explode.
Yeah. Amen. This has been an amazing show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. Do you agree with what we're saying, or do you think that there should be a regulation when it comes to religious leadership?
Asking that question.
I would be keen to hear what they have to say.
I'll be very
I want to stalk the accounts that say they agree.
Please comment. We want your comments.
Let us know your thoughts. This has been an amazing show. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. Right here on The Political Show, with me in studio we've had
Gavin Insulin,
Pastor Gavin Insulin, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From net ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting on to RapidTrade.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.